Women had a very good year at the Oscars 10 years ago. Catherine Bigelow became the first woman ever to win Best Director, and her film, The Hurt Locker, won Best Picture. There has been some backsliding since then, which makes a proposal our critic Bob Mondello made a month before that year's Oscar telecast seem worth another listen. Here it is, as it aired in 2010.
As long as we're having categories with 10 nominees, I know how the Academy can save time, eliminate two acceptance speeches, and strike a blow against sexism all in one fell swoop. Just make the Oscars gender neutral. Nobody says best director and best directress, or best editor and best editress, so why best actor and best actress? Combine them and let the best performer win. I mean, seriously, who cares about Colin Firth versus George Clooney when you can pit Sandra Bullock against Jeff Bridges in a brawl of the drawls?
I don't need y'all to approve my choices, all right? But I do ask that you respect them.
I'm Bab Blake. When I die, my tombstone will have my real name on it. Until then, I'm just gonna stay bad.
Now, I can just hear the objections to combining categories. Men get all the roles, they're higher paid, their pictures have bigger budgets, and let me concede most of that, but note that it's new. I'm guessing the Motion Picture Academy's original logic for separating the acting awards by gender was that if they hadn't, in the 1920s and 30s, Joan Crawford and Greta Garbo would have walked off with all the trophies. Take 1935. It was such a good year for the likes of Betty Davis, Katharine Hepburn, Merle Oberon, and Claudette Colbert that they had to add a sixth slot in the Best Actress category. The men, meanwhile, couldn't even field a full slate. Only four nominees, and the three who didn't win all came from one picture, Mutiny on the Bounty.
You're sending me to my doom, eh? I'll live to see you, all of you, hanging from the highest yardarm in the British fleet.
Who knows what they'd have done if the Bounty hadn't sailed until the following year. Yes, of course, the game has changed since then, but in a way that could actually work against men at Oscar time. Men monopolize blockbusters, which never win acting awards. You want that neutered gold statue these days. You have to play in what used to be called women's pictures, something more touchy-feely. Besides, acting's not like a shot-put competition. Body mass and physical strength don't give men an advantage when it comes to emoting effectively. I mean, look at this year's supporting actor nominees. No disrespect to Matt Damon. Rugby playing, or Woody Harrelson's crying, Christopher Plummer's erudite dithering, or the respective killing styles of Stanley Tucci and Christoph Waltz, but not one of those guys would stand a chance if he had to compete with Monique's ferociously manipulative mom.
So those things that she told you I did to her, who else was gonna love me? Who was gonna make me feel good?
The Academy will almost certainly make Monique feel good on Oscar night, and that would be no less true if she were competing with the boys. I'm Bob Mondello. The
winner. A proposal for genderless acting Oscars from 2010. Standing small beside the victory.